This is dictation for Deshawn Woodard. DeshawnWoodard. Last name is Woodard. WOODARD. Date of birth 8/13/1971. Date of service is 9/9/2025. Oh, sorry. It should be 10/9/2025. Patient put it wrongly. Once again, his name is Deshawn Woodard, WOODARD. Chief complaints are pain in the mid back, lower back, severe pain in the right knee, pain in the left shoulder, and a trigger point finger on the right thumb and right wrist area. Shooting pain to the both groins. History of presenting illness. Patient denies any accident, but these pains have been going on since 2000. He injured his shoulder while lifting weight, and he fell down some steps in the past in 2000 when there was an accident, and 2010 when he fell 10 to 12 steps and a couch fell on him on top of it. He did not go to any emergency room. He rested. In the year 2000, his left shoulder was injured from weightlifting. There was no surgery done, only steroid injection 2 times to the shoulder. CT scan was ordered for both hips and back at Henry Ford Hospital. At this time, patient has a chief complaint of severe pain in the lower back, which is 9 on a scale of 1 to 10, is going on for the last 15 years. The pain in the upper back is off and on, not severe. Pain in the left shoulder is 9 to 10 and is severe. He cannot do more than 90 degrees of abduction, and there is a weakness of the left arm. In addition, there is a pain in the right knee, which is 5, and it is going on for 4 to 5 years. He has had x-rays, injections, steroid shots, but no MRI yet. Lower back pain is possibly radiating to both the groins, which are reported to be very painful off and on. And he is painful walk after 1 block. He can sit less than 1 hour, stand for 15 minutes, less than 15 minutes, and can sleep for 3 to 4 hours only. He reported that his MRI for the lumbar spine was done at 5 years ago at Henry Ford Hospital. MRI of the right hip was done at Henry Ford Hospital, possibly Botsford, but he's not sure. These pains are reported to be continuous and described as throbbing, shooting, stabbing, sharp, cramping, heart burning, aching, and they vary from 6 to 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. ADLs are affected 9. Modified spectrum for the pain. Pain is worsened by standing, walking, bending, and improved by medications. And lying down and sitting. Patient do report muscle weakness of the left arm, but has not dropped any dinner plates or any other phones or any other issues. Numbness and tingling is reported in the groin area, which possibly is shooting down from his lower back. The patient has had x-rays, MRI, CT scan, blood test at various facilities. He's seeing a primary care physician at Edison Healthcare for general care. Patient further report that he has done various treatment, physical therapy, massage, tense unit, traction. Please give me the records for the system review for past surgical histories, allergies, family history, current employment status, legal history, none, personal history, ADLs, and system review, diagnosis, physical examination. This is a 54-year-old African-American male of a good built, nutrition, alert-oriented, cooperative, and conscious. And he's obese, weight is 230, height is 5'9", blood pressure 189 over 120, pulse is 95, pulse ox is 100%. Temperature is 96.9, respiratory is 17, pulse ox is 100%. The patient, Deshaun Woodard, appears alert-oriented, cooperative and conscious. No sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, colonic, sitting comfortably. He's well-built, well-nourished, obese, hydration is good, no acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain, faces unnoticed, doesn't appear to be anxious or lethargic. Patient has a good attitude and demeanor. Dress and hygiene is normal. The patient is able to walk well and is mobile and independent without using any adaptive devices. The rest of the physical examination comes from the templates, including neurological examination. In the musculature examination, patient is found to have a spasm of paravertebral muscles from T8 to L5 on the left side with the 1 plus hypertonicity. Rest of the muscles are found to be completely normal. Musculoskeletal examination, inspection palpation comes from the template. Fine tenderness is noticed at the left, a sacroiliac joint is found to be tender. The rest of the areas are not tender. Range of the cervical spine is as follows. Forward flexion is 50, extension is 60, bilateral side flexion is 45, bilateral rotation is 80. Lumbar spine, forward flexion is 35, extension is 15, bilateral side flexion is 20, bilateral rotation is 20. In the maneuvers to identify and produce the pain, in cervical spine, Hoffman sign is negative, Sperling sign is negative, Lerman test is negative, stiff flexion test is negative. Proto-R test is negative. In the thoracic spine, slump test, Roos test is negative. In lumbar spine, straight leg resin test is positive at 30 degrees. CLR is positive bilaterally. CAM test is positive bilaterally. And Babinski sign is negative. Breger test is negative. SI joint, the left SI joint is found to be tender and positive Faber test and positive Gunston test for the left is noticed. However, the standing flexion test, iliac compression test, and distraction test is negative. In the extremities examination, except for the left shoulder and right knee, rest of the extremities are found to be completely normal and unremarkable. And also the right thumb. Examination of the left shoulder. Patient reports pain, burning pain 9 to 10 in the shoulder area, in the anterior and superior and posterior part. And patient can do 90 degrees on active motion without pain, beyond which he starts having pain mostly in the rotator cuff region. Muscle strength of the left arm is 4/5. On inspection, there are no other findings, no dislocations. On palpation, there are no local issues. And Hawk and Kennedy test was found positive. Empty beer can test is positive, knee test, speed test is positive, anterior posterior apprehension test is positive. Drop arm test was negative. Elbow and the left wrist and hand are completely normal. Normal circulation, normal reflexes, normal grip. The right thumb has a trigger point issue with a difficult time to flexion of the thumb. Other than that, there are no issues, no fractures, no swelling in the thumb area. Right knee. The right knee area is examined. There are no scar, erythema, or effusion. There is a mild tenderness. Crepitus and grinding noise is heard on moving the knee, but there is no swelling, no asymmetry. It do not feel hot or cold. Range of motion is 135 degree flexion after full extension. Collateral ligaments are intact. Motor power is normal. Valgus varus abnormally absent. Anterior drawer, posterior drawer negative. McMurray negative. Steinman negative. Patellar apprehension negative. Please review the diagnosis from the diagnosis stage, plan of care from the tablet, treatment plan. The patient is provided the information about treatment. All the opiate treatments have been signed. Urine prescription is obtained. We have reviewed the maps. The patient has been seeing Dr. Raymond Edison for a while and is being treated with opiates for a long time. The doctor is retiring and the patient is trying to find a new doctor. No medications are provided since the patient is already has medicines from the previous physician that will end on November 1, 2025. The physical therapy is not ordered. No medications are provided. No narcotic medications are provided. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Review of available MRI, other imaging records. We are requesting all the medical records and imaging records to be provided. Interventional pain procedures, none are being recommended right now. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych, none. Attended care case worker, none. Past medical records are being ordered release from his primary care physician. Investigations, no investigations being ordered. DMEs. No DME is being ordered. Education is yes. Weight loss program, yes. We are requesting the patient to consider having Ozempic or some other way to lose some weight. Disability, yes. Follow-up visit in 1 month. Direct contact, yes. Thank you.